Hey everybody, welcome to episode 31 of Breaking In. This is Manny.
Cheryl.
So we're going to start, we're just going to start with the good stuff. We have a fucktard of the week.
Absolutely.
And so we had a little bit of criticism from Dave, who is our fucktard of the week, that we both felt like
We needed to go back to Manny article days when we analyzed a letter down to the sentence.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this old school.
Qualifies.
Which, by the way.
Dave wants. Dave wants this. He's got it.
Okay. So, Dave writes, "What's going on? Used to be nasty, but interesting and helpful. You went to the spoken word with a non-produced partner who pats your back and steps on people's tongues."
Okay, we already went past the sentence I want to comment
about. I know.
About.
Go.
Okay. "Used to be nasty, but interesting and helpful." Okay. Dave, people progress in the industry. It happens organically, hopefully, that you learn and meet other people and learn how to move your way through the industry. We have called people stupid for so long. If you don't get it by now, you're truly retarded. And there is no point in repeating it over and over again. We're done repeating that. You're a fucktard if you do these 9 things. We've already said that. Go back and read Manny's articles.
They're online.
We do not need to repeat that once again. And we don't need to be nasty to get it across. When you deserve it, and you do, Dave, by the way.
You'll get it.
When
case
you
in point.
It,
case in point.
We're going to get shitty on you. Yeah. Okay. So that's a stupid comment. Yeah,
hang on, because I'm going to comment on that too.
Okay. Your turn.
Obviously, I agree with that. We have moved on to the next iteration of what it is. The bottom line is, just to nail it in again, said that there's only so many times I can tell you fucking stop doing that, and that's it. If you want me to be a completely unoriginal hack that regurgitates my articles
over and over again, you want to keep rehearing article number 9?
Yeah.
Do you want us to go back to that?
I know people who do that, so I can absolutely do that too.
Yeah, sure, we can do that.
No.
We're not going to do that. No.
Okay, go.
Okay, you went to the spoken word with a non-produced partner who pats your back and steps on people's tongues.
Can I go first?
Okay.
Can I go
sure,
first on this
you
one?
You totally should go first.
Okay, for the record, this is my only comment about this. For the record, I'm non-produced. So the logic in I have partnered with a non-produced person, that makes no sense. That makes it sound like I'm produced and I partnered
with a
non-produced.
Oh, no, let's talk about how I pat you on the back, Manny. How's that
going
for you?
Oh, no, wait.
You don't want to talk about that one?
No. We're going to talk about that part next.
Oh, okay. It's the same sentence.
I know, but hey.
All in one.
Non-produced came first.
Okay.
I'm non-produced, so fuck you. Sorry. Go.
I am produced.
There you go. Thank you very much.
I will not say the show that I am produced on because it will happen as it's going to happen. It's not my job to take care of that.
Yeah.
So, I have produced before. And I'll go first on patting Manny on the back. I am Manny's worst fucking critic. There is nobody who says shittier things to Manny than I do.
Can we just say that, like, 4 episodes, maybe 6 episodes ago, somebody was criticizing you
For
being hostile.
Too mean to you. Yeah, come on. I am your worst critic because I am trying to get the best out of you. So... No, I don't even know what that sentence means. That it's the whole sentence is insane, obviously. So, because I'm not on IMDb, which is my choice, by the way.
Yes.
You don't get to call the shots there, Dave.
So let's talk about stepping on people's tongues. to be honest with you, just because we've had this conversation off air, I think I do it more than you do. I'm horrible at it. because this show is really all about me, and why would I want to listen to other people?
Manny's first one to say, wait a minute, we're not talking about me right now. What's going on? So, yeah, that's, I don't know what that means either. Okay, next sentence.
Dave goes on. I'm afraid those 30 listeners you joke about are shrinking. Okay.
We
just did
a...
Okay, so...
Likes on Facebook are at 1,500.
We're at 1,500. We just did a show last week about how we're international. We just got 2 listeners today from Israel. What up, Israel?
Yeah, how odd.
So, okay. When we joke about there only being 30 listeners, I think you're missing the sarcasm.
Yeah, you're taking it literally. It's called... We're doing a shout-out to the very select few that listen to us, however many they may be.
And for the record, when we first started the show, the joke was 2.
Yeah.
And now we made it 30. So
Dave may not have listened to all of the podcasts. Dave, go back and catch up.
Dave, guess what? Yes. I will freely admit we're not pulling in Nerdist numbers or Mark Maron numbers or even Kevin Smith numbers.
No, and at 30 episodes...
1,500 is pretty good.
Fuck you, Dave. Anyway, next sentence.
Okay, next sentence. When are you getting back to being the old Manny?
Wow.
Why would anyone want to go back? What? Why would anyone want to go back?
You know what? Manny thought he wanted to be in his old college days at one point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, remember that?
Let's go back to high school because that's where I peaked.
Yes. It was so much fun.
Go.
And I don't know if this is good or bad, but I had to look up Dave. I had to look him up. And obviously, you know, could be the same thing as me, where I don't update IMDb to say my latest thing that I'm doing. But the latest thing Dave is doing is a contest in 2009, something in 2007. But I don't see anything going on for Dave either. So I'm going to guess Dave is just attempting to get attention via other people's things. So we just told Dave, could you just listen to the last podcast that we're doing right now?
Actually,
and then stop listening to us because we're good with that. If we miss you, it's okay.
Actually, Dave, you can. I will tell you when you can stop listening because we'll finish this segment.
10, 9, yeah.
And then I can say, Dave, cut out, and then we'll get on to the good stuff that we want to talk about.
Exactly.
Because remember, Dave asked Manny to be nasty.
Right.
He's getting it.
And he would like you to go keep going backwards in time as opposed to learning something in the business.
Here's the thing. I know this is going to sound repetitive, but apparently this is what Dave wants. I can only tell you so much for so long. Don't do this. And then there should be a progression. The whole point of this show...
We have already gone through the basics.
Yeah, exactly. Say that because you talked about that at brunch.
Yes.
Like, if you We've need to go back the to basics. The basics...
Go read the columns. Go back and listen to the number one podcast.
If you need to learn how to write a scene heading, guess what? Interior the house day. There you go.
Going forward, people, not backwards. We're not staying the same. We're not going backwards. We're going forward.
And
so
as
keep
you will,
up or
and,
don't.
And as you will find out in 5 minutes when we change topics, there is shit developing. And that is the point of the show, to talk about moving through the industry, things that are happening, things that are going on, and how to deal with them when they happen. Okay. Last line. There's a legion of fucktards who need your strangely effective admonitions.
Don't join them. Okay, that is... You're asking... It's like the guy that grew up in downtown Detroit who becomes a lawyer, and they go, you sold out, dude. You sold out. You went and did your dream, and now you're not a thug anymore with us, so you sold out. That's the stupidest fucking comment ever.
So
you're fucktard, Dave. Right there.
So I responded to Dave with, so don't listen, the beauty of it being free. He immediately writes back and says, so long. I wrote back, although you might want to wait till next week to quit, as we'll probably make you the fucktard of the week, of which we did.
We have.
So he writes back this, and I kind of wanted to bring this up.
Yes, agreed.
Sorry, hadn't known you were so sensitive. Thought you might like to get back to the basics. Your basics. You did it so well. Why do I need to go back? What? Again, it's fucking there.
How stupid are you? How many times do you need to hear it?
You know what? That's awesome. Let's just regurgitate material that we wrote 2 years ago. We should do this show every week where we say, don't be fucktarded. Don't do this. Blah, blah. Don't do that.
I'm a parent.
Let's just say that every fucking
week. And if I have to tell my child more than once, don't hit yourself on the head with a hammer, I have a problem. There is a problem here.
Fire is hot.
Dave, don't hit yourself on the head with a fucking hammer, because it's stupid. So moving on. Here we go. We're moving on in life. Manny, what's been going on in your life?
I'm leaving Copelson, bitches.
Woot!
Okay, so I kind of have to preface the story a little bit, because I have been told by my lovely partner over here that people might misconstrue this move. So, for those of you that are fans of the show know me, I have been working in development at Copelson for the past 3 years. I am getting out of that game to become the new marketing coordinator for Final Draft Software.
What?
Yes, people. The software that you use, I will be working for them.
Yes.
And why don't you voice your concern?
My concern was everybody's going to interpret. Obviously, we have a different outlook on it, but other people might construe it as, "Oh my God, you're stepping down." Mm-hmm. It's not.
And by the way, I think it's okay for me to say this. Mm-hmm. Final Draft thought I was stepping down.
Yes, they argued with him about this, but we already know Final Draft is already more relevant than Copelson is right now. If Copelson makes something in the next year, fabulous for them. But in the right now, Final Draft is very relevant, and they have a lot of ghosty kind of cocktail parties. Had the awards, which were amazing.
More importantly, everybody uses Final Draft.
Absolutely.
Everybody doesn't use Copelson.
Yes. Okay, there's a good ratio. Very 100% as opposed to 0%.
Or maybe 1%.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here's the quick and dirty political reason. My life at Copelson has reached its peak. That's it. There's nothing left for me to do.
You met everybody you're going to meet.
Yep. It was time to move on to an organization. Number one, that was going to pay me a whole lot more money. And
don't be gauche.
Oh, sorry. But it's true. It wasn't.
Don't be gauche.
My point being is it wasn't a step down.
All right.
Then not only that, but being able to work with one of my job duties is working with screenwriters. And not you guys, although please feel free. I'll work with you.
Yes.
But also to work with dealing with Shane Black, Aaron Sorkin, the Shane Blacks and Aaron Sorkins of the world, to move within the A-listers, the studio systems, and more importantly, because this is where I kind of want to go with this conversation, education. Going back to Dave's fucking email, the whole point of this show is to educate. And that's what I've always strived for. Even when I was in fucktard Detroit Manny mode, it was stop doing this. This is what's right. Now I have the tools and resources of Final Draft to get that message out there further and reach a wider audience. Really do some things that are going to help screenwriters out.
He might actually be able to talk to the tech guys to say, can't we have this happen in the program?
Yes.
It's totally amazing. Totally amazing for me.
No, I actually do get to do that.
I know.
I was told in my... I brought up
I won't believe it till I see it, but that's going to be amazing.
I brought up a thing that bugs me about Final Draft in the interview. And she's like, well, if you get the job, you can literally walk 50 feet over and tell the guys, like, guys, what's going on? What the fuck?
This fucked up.
So, as of next week's show, I will officially be working for Final Draft, which is so fucking amazing and exciting. And
it's so many more topics I see opening up about writing. Absolutely.
I kind of want to make this statement now before we go down this road. For those of you that have read the column and have listened to the show, I've always been a supporter of Final Draft. It's the only screenwriting program I've ever used. I've checked into movie screenwriting and all of the Celtics and all the other stuff. Final Draft is the industry standard. It's what I always use. I've always promoted it. I do not want anyone to think that this is going to become the Final Draft show. That all of a sudden I'm just going to be like, oh, Final Draft, yay, yay, yay. I've always been on Final Draft's side. That was never going to change.
That would be like saying our show is going to become a Pitch Fest show just because we're doing a lot of Pitch Fest.
Right.
No, it's not.
If we're going to take out
of the Pitch Fest what we want from, at a Final Draft,
if 6 weeks down the road I say Final Draft is awesome, it's not because I'm paid to do so. That's all I'm saying. It's because I've believed in it since day one.
Okay, that's silly.
Okay. I just want to make it clear right here, right now.
All
right,
whatever.
And at the 16 minute mark of this show, keep it on record. Cause if anybody emails me, cause I said something, I want to be 16 minute mark of episode 31.
Listen, bitch.
Yeah. Fucktard. so yeah, that's happening. Badass.
Yes. Yeah. Very exciting.
I would love to do, and we're going to have to be very careful, and you and I should have a conversation off air about this, but I would love to do a Copelson download, just a 1 hour episode of like, this is my story. All the shit that I couldn't tell you because I was working there.
We may need to call in your previous interns to do the voices of shit.
Oh my God. Actually, we should
do act it. Them out.
I could probably get Brittany, Stacy, Deborah. Oh. We should do a Copelson fucking show.
That would be a
That would be hilarious. There are so many stories.
Yeah, just funny, weird. That have been probably every Hollywood. Oh my God! So you want to be an assistant?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be close to these people? I'm sure there's a million books about those kind of stories. But it would be funny to hear people act it out.
Damn. Oh, yeah, Stacy.
Yeah, Stacy. So much.
Oh, God love you, Stacey.
Okay. So we went to a improv show on, I don't remember where it was.
Iowa West. In Hollywood.
Drunkards and...
Dragons. It is a... Oh, my God. What's the Dungeons and Dragons improv show?
Totally.
It's a complete blast. Back up.
Small audience. Very small audience.
Let's back up. And one of my new roommates, Colin, who, by the way, has agreed to do the show, and we're working out when we're going to get him on.
Getting him in,
yeah. Is part of an improv group of iOS, which, by the way, for listeners of the show, is also the same company who Stacey's involved with.
Yeah.
But she does a different show. So they do this thing. It's a Dungeons and Dragons. They literally have a blow up 20-sided die. The audience, they'll pause the show in the middle of the action and give the audience member
and roll the die. And
If it's over 10, this is what's going to happen.
And everybody drinks to, you drink to each.
Roll of the die.
Right.
It's a drinking
game.
Huzzah! It's a drinking game at the same time.
Yes. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So totally check that out if you can.
And I will post a link. I believe they have a website.
Yes, they do.
Let's talk about improv for a second because it's kind of...
Different animal.
We're going to talk about it with Colin, but I also kind of want to talk about it with you just as viewers. This is the first time that either of us have gone to...
Yes, agreed.
An improv show.
Right.
Here's my fear. Here's my fear of improv shows. Audience participation. I am...
Oh, my God. It's such a crapshoot. It's so scary.
I hate being involved. I don't want to be involved. Don't pull me in.
You did good.
And they... No, I did bad.
You did not bad.
No. They made fun of me. This is... I don't want to be in the first row of a stand-up comedy show. I do.
I love that. No. That's my thing.
I want to sit in the back and just watch and enjoy and make fun of the people in the audience that do fucktarded things. I did a fucktarded thing.
You had to.
And it was literally like... So they ask who wants to roll the die, and immediately four hands go up. And of course, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but I took my lion's hat off.
Yeah, so nobody because, so, would so see no one be like lion's go, hat lions, guy. yeah, no, it wasn't during the die. They asked you a question.
I think maybe five times they gave the audience member the roll of the die. And, of course, I never raise my hand. And then the one time somebody gets on stage and says, we're not going to roll the die this time. We're going to leave it up to the audience to decide which one of these three scenarios is going to happen. And they and he points to me and he goes, you, sir.
Who are we listening to?
What is going to happen? And I'm like,
listen to the girl.
Which, by the way.
Her boobs are big.
No, it was because it was the most.
Oh yes, it was.
It was the
me.
Most interesting.
No, storyline. Boobs were big.
No, because if you picked the girl, they had to sing. But here was the insult. The insult on my part, and which is why I was fucktarded, was because she wasn't playing a girl in the scene. She was playing a guy named Earl, and I couldn't remember the name. So they wanted you to pick between Earl, Bob, and Carl. And I was just like, the girl.
Yeah, I was saying, you said the girl. Yeah.
So it was very good times, and we highly suggested. But improv, specifically. Now, I've talked to Colin about this before, where what's interesting about improv is it's literally writing on the cuff. And we'll explore this in a larger format, but what's interesting is that there's no retention. So every week they do this show, and every week the show is different. There's no way to sort of prepare for it.
You can't use a line from the previous week.
Next week, if you think of a joke, if you think of a really great joke, if you think of a really great joke, it doesn't mean you're going to remember that the next week.
Or have it happen the same way.
Right, because
if the other actor doesn't say this, you can't say that.
You can't control the situation.
It's insane.
But very good times, people. We highly recommend it.
Really fun.
Last but not least, it is Oscar Sunday. The Oscars are literally going to start in about 5 minutes.
And we're going to be out for that.
Yes.
Votes on paper.
Here are my picks.
Yeah, nannies only.
In no specific order, with no categories. I'm just going to run
seconds.
Down.
Ready.
Okay,
set.
Ready?
Go.
Here we go. Here's my Oscar picks. Argo, Ang Lee, Daniel Day-Lewis, Jennifer Lawrence, Christoph Waltz, Anne Hathaway, Wreck-It Ralph, Lincoln, Anna Karina, Search for Sugarman, Redemption, Argo, Amour, Loss. Les Miserables. Lincoln, Skyfall, Les Miserables. The Longest Day, Care, Henry. Zero Dark Thirty, Les Miserables again. Life of Pi, Silver Linings, Django Unchained. Tune in tomorrow. Find out if I nailed it. I have a pretty good record, people. Just saying. And I think that's going to be it. So next week we will... Oh, one last bit of business. We are literally booked... For like the next month of guests, it has yet to be confirmed, but we're going to have a special guest next week, special guest the week after that, special guest the week after that.
it's going to be very exciting.
As well as Cheryl's daughter, Alex, is her.
Going to keep us update on how she's doing in her breaking the biz.
She's got a whole stuff. of things
She's
going on.
She's all nervous, people.
It's cute. It's adorable.
It's adorable.
Okay, Oscars. Seth MacFarlane. Yay. For Breaking In this week, I'm Manny.
Cheryl.
I'm not going to step on your line this time.
No, you always say something else, and I say peace out.
I know. Till next week.
Okay. See? That's what you do. Till next week. Peace out. Smack my bitch up.